This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The recent budget crisis in Illinois created real problems for college students across the state, some of whom opted to find less monetary uncertainty in colleges in other states. While Eastern Illinois University's freshman enrollment is down 13%, Illinois State University has weathered the fiscal crisis in better shape enrollment-wise. GLT's Laura Kennedy has more.
At this moment, harried parents are offloading their 18-year-old student's life into a dorm room at Illinois State University. Posters will go up on the walls, wireless and real-time connections will be made, and another school year will begin. This year's incoming freshman class at Illinois State University is a little over 3,300. Those are strong numbers, says Jeff Mavros, director of admissions at ISU. Jana Albrecht, interim vice president for enrollment management and formerly financial aid director, says that is despite recent difficulties with the lack of a state budget.
But that's still going to be pretty big if we look at the last 10 years of incoming freshman classes. We won't break our record of last year, but we're still pretty excited about the number of students that we're going to have on campus.
Yeah, these last four classes collectively have been the largest four classes in decades for the institution.
To what do you attribute that?
It's a number of things. We've got a great product to sell here at Illinois State, and I think with the ongoing development that happens in Uptown, with great leadership at the institution, an incredible marketing effort by so many around campus, Jana and I would probably be the first to tell you that recruitment and retention of students and what we call enrollment at large, it's a team sport. We probably get more credit or blame than we deserve, quite honestly, for the numbers. And we're really fortunate to work at a place that gets it. And it's a community that pulls together to attract students. And every one of us that interacts with a student makes an impression. So there are a lot of things going in our direction right now.
Let's talk about the demographics of the incoming class. Are we seeing a wide amount of diversity? For example, I know that President Dietz has said he's wanted to be bringing in more foreign students to Illinois State. What are we seeing demographically?
Sure. Demographically, over the last, I would say, 4 or 5 years, we have grown significantly for our underrepresented population. So last year, I think, because we don't look at numbers until 10th day, so we can't tell you for sure how that split will come out. But last year, we were, I think, almost 29% of our students were non-white. And so that would include international students as well. But right now, our international population is a bit small. It's probably only about 1% of our population. But overall, we are about 29% diverse for our incoming class from last year.
So what trends are you seeing regarding enrollment at Illinois State University?
Well, as we discussed, enrollment is up for incoming freshmen. We also have a really large transfer contingent. We're the number one destination in Illinois for transfer students. We're very proud of that.
So how many ISU grads started elsewhere?
About 34%, actually, of our current student body started at another institution. So again, that's a real point of pride for us.
What's the appeal of transferring students to Illinois State University? How do you snatch them and grab them over here?
We have a really good place to attend. And we often tell students we like them to look at the college scorecard where they can look at our retention rates and our graduation rates. And if you compare us to even in the Midwest, we just fare very favorably on a lot of those points. And I do, you know, we say a lot of times that it's a big school with that small school feel, and I really feel that a lot of students are attracted to that, and they appreciate that, and they want that. The fact that they have so many opportunities for majors, for things to do on campus as far as, you know, group activity, and that you can walk across campus in 10 or 15 minutes, and Jeff actually has a video that shows a student walking across our entire campus in that amount of time. So we have a really good product. A really good school, and people feel extremely comfortable and that they're going to succeed when they come.
For a school of almost 21,000 in total, our average class size is still 33. And so I think for those students that are in a community college, as you mentioned, that are used to that kind of learning environment, while it's a transition to move on to an institution like ours, at least from the academic environment kind of setting, it's pretty comfortable for them.
Well, of course, we just came off of about 2 years of not having a budget in the state of Illinois. That, of course, had to impact admissions here at Illinois State University. What sort of pressures have you been facing from out-of-state schools and how they are circling maybe to take students who feel insecure being here, worried about the future? with what's going on in Springfield?
Yeah, this is a big issue for us in terms of just our marketing position and the landscape here in Illinois and in the Midwest. The budget woes of the past few years have really taken a toll on Illinois schools in general. We, as we've talked about, have been very fortunate to keep our enrollment where it's needed to be and actually enroll larger classes than we have historically over the last couple of years, but we've been bucking the trend. So believe it or not, last year, 45% of Illinois high school graduates went out of state for college. And we haven't yet seen the numbers for this year's graduating high school seniors. But if anything, it's going in that same direction where we're seeing greater and greater numbers of students leave the state. And it's, as you said, it's a little bit of shaken confidence in the state of Illinois. So we certainly hope, Jana and I hope, that with the budget put in place for this year, we're going to see that kind of level off a bit. You know, our outcomes speak for themselves. So we're really hoping that Illinois families will continue to consider Illinois schools. And we've got a number of them. Illinois State's an incredible example of that. But there are a number of good opportunities for students, good options for students right here in Illinois.
That's Jeff Mavros, Director of Admissions, and Jana Albrecht, Interim Vice President for Enrollment Management and formerly Financial Aid Director at Illinois State University. I'm Laura Kennedy.
Classes at Illinois State University begin Monday the 21st. Early enrollment projections suggest ISU will have between 200 and 700 fewer students than last year.